Tomorrow, an obscure state board will decide whether to approve a $500 million loan for a replacement for the Tappan Zee Bridge. As WNYC's Andrea Bernstein reports in this news analysis, the vote is just the next step in a set of maneuvers New York's Governor Andrew Cuomo has employed to press the bridge project forward.
About 30 miles north of New York City, the aging Tappan Zee Bridge arcs across the Hudson River at one of the river's widest points. Look out from the water's edge, and you can see pilings for the new Tappan Zee Bridge all the way across the breadth of the Hudson. This was the chosen backdrop for a press conference on a gorgeous May afternoon when President Obama joined Governor Andrew Cuomo. Cuomo seized the opportunity to wax rhapsodic, not about the majestic vista, but about state government.
This is a bridge that symbolizes what was and what can be. This is a bridge from gridlock to bipartisanship. This is a bridge from paralysis to progress. And this is a bridge from yesterday to tomorrow.
And yesterday's bridge?
To me, it was a metaphor for what had happened to our state. Political gridlock, government paralysis, fear and indecision had taken control.
Give the man credit, he gets things to move. He sped up the state's environmental review, obtained a massive $1.6 billion federal loan, and got construction started at a time when elected officials across the country are at a standstill on how to pay for infrastructure. But the bridge can also be seen as a metaphor in a different way. Because at every turn of the Tappan Zee project, Cuomo has used surprise, lack of transparency, and a willingness to sacrifice grand vision for political utility. A metaphor for the way Cuomo governs. The Tappan Zee project has always been a priority for Cuomo. He held a press conference at the bridge even before taking office.
It is a very important and beautiful bridge.
His schedule show him repeatedly summoning staff to discuss it his first year. Cuomo was handed a grand plan. Veronica Vanderpool of the Tri-State Transportation Campaign describes what the project was supposed to be.
An entire corridor overhaul, 30 miles of highway efficiencies, a new bridge, and a new transit system.
She means the original vision was supposed to make it way easier for people to get around the whole region by train or fast bus. But with a simple press release, Cuomo stopped all that. He slashed the project to just a bridge, saving billions. A state website announcing the transit plans was suddenly taken down. Officials at Metro North, who had worked on the project for a decade, privately expressed shock and outrage. Westchester County Executive Rob Astorino, who's now running against Cuomo, said at the time Cuomo was building an 8-track bridge in an iPod world. But Cuomo lives in fear of suburban voters like Legal Secretary Santa DeFace.
Do you guys take the Tappan Zee much yourself?
No,
not anymore.
Not anymore. We used to. We lived in Rockland.
She thinks whoever pays for that new bridge, it shouldn't be her.
I'm not thrilled. I don't think it's worth an additional amount. I don't think the taxpayers should have to pay for this.
To figure out who should pay, Cuomo promised to set up a toll and financing task force. He never did. He said some portion of the bridge's cost would come from tolls, but he didn't say how much. And as Vanderpool notes, he still hasn't.
That is the single largest revenue source for this project. And 3 years into it, there's still no clear indication what the range of tolls could be even.
Reporters have been trying to get this information from the governor for years, perhaps no outlet more assiduously than the Journal News, which covers both Westchester and Rockland, the two counties joined by the bridge. In order to get the loan, New York's Thruway Authority had to explain to the federal government how it would pay it back. So Journal News reporter Teresa Juva Brown filed a Freedom of Information request for that explanation with the U.S. Department of Transportation.
The U.S. DOT consulted with the Thruway Authority before, as they were reviewing our request.
In a 2-page letter, she was turned down. The Fed said Cuomo's financial plan, the basis for a $1.6 billion loan request, was hypothetical, misleading, and inaccurate.
That was surprising, that response, that they can't release information because they don't think people are going to interpret it correctly.
I asked the USDOT how it could issue the loan using inaccurate information. Spokeswoman Nancy Singer said the state met all its requirements in applying for the loan. Cuomo's next move on the bridge financing, he called it a big innovation, was to announce just last month that he would borrow $511 million for the bridge from the Environmental Facilities Corporation. That's an obscure authority whose most recent projects include cleaning up drinking water in the upstate village of DeFerriott, population 290. Cuomo announced the plan in a June 16th press release, 3 days before the board was even briefed. Environmentalists and planners fired off a letter protesting the proposed loan. The group was organized by Peter Iwanowitz, a former top state environmental official who now runs a nonprofit, Environmental Advocates.
We're concerned not only in the substance of what they're doing in New York State, but we question the legality of them repurposing funds that are meant for sewage cleanup to pay for bridge construction.
The money comes in part courtesy of the Clean Water Act, which means the Federal Environmental Protection Agency also has a say. But Judith Enck, head of the EPA for this region, says she also didn't get a heads up about the loan.
We did not have much of advance notice on this. This was being advanced as a minor amendment. Not really sure $511 million reaches the definition of a minor amendment.
The obvious conclusion to draw from all of this is that Cuomo is keeping the inevitable toll hikes a secret, so voters won't be in an uproar before going to the polls in November. But he may be overestimating that outrage. I spent a recent morning in Tarrytown speaking to residents of both Westchester and Rockland County about the new bridge. Sure, there were people who were angry about the possibility of tolls going up from a maximum of $5 now. But overwhelmingly, responses sounded like this.
I don't feel too good about it, but what are you going to do? It's relatively very cheaper than some of the other bridges.
You know, nothing's for free in the world. I mean, who's going to pay for it otherwise?
I guess it's a fact of life.
It's the sign of the times.
Actor Nathan Sherrich called the toll hike a reasonable outlay, but he expressed a sense of loss that he'd never take a train across the bridge.
It's basically the same footprint, just with a new structure, which I don't know if that was the best concept, but I certainly think that I'd rather have it stand than to fall while I'm driving across it.
Cuomo advisor Brian Cunnybear isn't having any of this. To suggest the project has been anything less than inclusive and transparent is simply inaccurate, he said in a statement. Cuomo certainly has bragging rights. He will keep us from falling into the river. For WNYC, I'm Andrea Bernstein.